Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Hopper from the Giants locker room and the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants are in Detroit to take on the Lions. Here's what we have for you over the next half hour. We'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Lions rivalry. Plus, Antrell Roll goes back home to Florida. Our cameras were there. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon. Terrell Thomas has made a miraculous comeback from injury, and we had him wired as T-squared made his way back to Big Blue.
Hey, my question to y'all is, did you miss me, though? I mean, did you miss your boy? Because I missed it. 2 long years right here.
Dragged down by Terrell Thomas. Play fake, and he's back to throw. Fires it over the middle, incomplete. Terrell Thomas with great coverage.
Oh, special teams, corners, wherever you are. Kickoff, yeah. Return. We got a fight with our heart.
Being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose. They're saying giant ball.
I told you I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
That's huge, boy. Yes, sir.
All he's doing, he's waiting for you to shoot, and he's jumping. Just take one more step. Y'all get his. Y'all had him 4 times. One more step.
Oh, that'd be 9-0 on the ball today.
Hey, just leave me some. Just leave me a little bit.
Romo flips it left, and nothing doing for Lance Dunbar.
Terrell Thomas
cut down after a half-yard gain.
Terrell Thomas again, right there on the force.
Great 2 minutes.
Here we go.
We got to get
still
on that turnover. It's still 21-17 with that turnover. Let's go. Hey, why the hell they playing that, not you? Why are they blocking me and not you? You got 3 sacks.
God bless.
Come on, man.
Gets away from the sack and then finally hit hard by Terrell Thomas.
Hell of a job, T2. That's the way to compete, baby. I love your competitiveness, baby.
Yeah, you know, turnover, we good.
We need points.
Don't worry about it.
Takes the snap. Zips one right. Intercepted by the Giants. Terrell Thomas running down the left sideline. Cuts right to the 30. To the 25. Chased by Pryor.
I ain't gonna lie to you. He looked right in my eye. They said 4-4. I ain't got that no more.
I like it, D.
I like it. Yeah.
Terrell Thomas never gave up faith that he'd have a locker and be a contributor to the New York Giants, but he's done it coming back from those injuries. As we go to this commercial break, time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Poppin, the Giants locker room at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. All right, Giants safety Antrell Roll is having a Pro Bowl season. But where does it all come from with Antrell? It's very simple. Back to his roots in South Florida.
Homestead, Florida is home to South Dade Senior High School, Antrell's alma mater. And whenever he's back home, he likes to revisit the place where so many good memories reside.
Ooh, old stomping ground. I do like how that looks. My high school days are ones that, you know, I will never, ever forget. You know, this is where my work ethic really started to show themselves, you know, and just build an all-around foundation of who do I really want to be? Do I want to be amongst the best? And I always chose to be amongst the best, and, you know, that's why me... myself, you know, donating this weight room, you know, to the youngster, you know, just, you know, maybe just give them a boost of confidence. You know, when you walk in here, you see someone from your hometown and it's, you know, letting you know that, you know, it's possible. You know, just because you're from Homestead, you know, there might not be many of us that comes from here, you know, that may, you know, go to college or even go to the NFL, but, you know, it's possible. Train like a champion. Good motto.
25 miles up the Florida coast on the campus of the University of Miami is the Hecht Athletic Center, a place Antrell knows very well from his days as a Miami Hurricane. In his 4 years at Miami, Ontrell recorded 183 tackles and 5 interceptions. And in his senior season, he was named a consensus first-team All-American at cornerback.
I can't say it was a lifelong dream to go to the University of Miami. I was leaning more towards Florida, all the way until I actually went and I trained at University of Miami for one day. You know, just to go out there and just work out, just to get a feel of how it was. And the brotherhood that I saw there, you know, the camaraderie, just the amount of talent and the competitive nature that I saw there, I was like, man, like, this is where I belong.
40 sprints, so we start here, 40 sprints. Excellent. Trail, now from right there, you're going to sprint back forward. Coming to me.
I've been training Antrell since he's been here through college. The thing that makes him special is his heart. He's very competitive and also his character. He's a high character guy, but has unbelievable work ethic and very competitive. I mean, he don't like to be behind. He always want to be on top.
Little run, there you go.
And he's one guy that's going to be consistent, and I think that's a key word, I think, in being successful. He know what got him to that point, and he's going to stay consistent and keep working, even though it's tough, as you can tell from the day, but he's willing to go through that because he know the payoff from it.
It's that MetLife, y'all. Nothing in life comes easy.
A trip back home wouldn't be complete without a stop at the local barbershop to get a quick cut, catch up with some old friends, and talk a little football.
But it's always a good day for a haircut, huh?
Or sleep. Either or.
Ontrell's been getting his hair cut at the same place by the same guy for the last 15 years.
Where we met? We met in the barbershop.
Fatheads.
Fatheads. No, Fatheads. Hair Palace. I used to go to this barbershop in Aranda called Hair Palace, and, you know, he was the youngest dude in there. I think he might have been 14, 15 at the time. You know, in there, cutting hair along with everybody else, so that's where he got the name Youngblood. A barbershop is just a man's playground. And, you know, you could talk about sports, and no matter who it is, you know, you can come in here and complete it and meet a complete stranger and, you know, and become best friends overnight.
We have a Packer in here. We got a Packer Nation.
Man, we know we travel well. We travel well. We in Miami as well, man.
We got a Packer over here. Tone the Seahawk.
Look at him. He got the Seahawks on. He's rocking the LeBron Seahawks.
This is like a brother to me, so he played for the Giants, I'm a Giant. And with everything that's taking place over there in New York and all the love that he's gotten, I'm always going to be a Giant. But I got to go for my home team, too. I'm still a Dolphin, but I'm a Giant first.
Oh, boy. Oh, yes.
Boy, you better go on.
Whatever, you know, happens in the barbershop stays in the barbershop. Whatever spoke about in the barbershop stays in the barbershop. It's just, you know, the rule that I'm sure that, you know, many of us live by.
Antrell rolls 6 interceptions this year, a new career high. Maybe a trip to the Pro Bowl for the Florida native as well. When we come back here on the program, we'll tell you about the Giants Jingle Jam and defensive tackle Mike Patterson as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Each and every year, one of the cool events that the Giants have during the holiday season is the Jingle Jam. This year, it was in MetLife Stadium. It took place this past Monday night. Here's a closer look.
Tonight we are here at the 2013 Jingle Jam. We've brought in foster kids from around the area and just kind of put on a little party for them tonight to come out and have fun, eat cupcakes, get faces painted, and do some arts and crafts and get to meet a few of the players.
This is our 9th Jingle Jam. The event is created to basically give kids who don't necessarily have a real Christmas a Christmas.
I mean, it's always nice, especially this time right now. You know, we all come out and we're, you know, we're trying to give somebody back to the community, and so many people actually coming here, and it's really exciting. So it's good to see so many people and kids coming out.
If you take the $2 bill and you fold it, say the magic words, Emma, and it goes back into the $2 bill.
Oh, it's always good. Anything that involves kids, I'm always down for it. So, you know, all these kids get to come out here and just have a good time, see all of us. And it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a lot of fun.
So at the end of the night, what's going to happen is we're going to call the kids and tell them Santa Claus is coming. They'll play a little Santa Claus is coming to town, and you'll see a bunch of players dressed up as Santa Claus walking through. Guys will go downstairs, set up at each of the different stations where we'll be giving out gifts. Not only do the kids get to see the players, but they see them dressed up as Santa Claus too.
Tonight, just being a blessing to others just by just giving them presents and making other people's holidays, and that's what Christmas is all about.
Chillin' with Santa. Come on.
Happy holidays.
I love it.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays. Wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Jingle Jam, one of the really cool events during the holiday season on the Giants calendar. Well, Mike Patterson has to square off against opposing offensive linemen each and every week as a defensive tackle, going against guards a lot of the time, which sets the stage for this week's Off Guard.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'd say Cedric Entertainer. Just a funny guy, you know, big dude, you know, kind of just free on life. So, you know, I kind of like that. A little bit of everything. I got Tech N9ne on there, Jay-Z, Kanye. Well, to tell you the truth, I used to like to watch it was Warren Sapp. Tampa Bay, you know, Buccaneers. They also had a great unit, defensive line-wise, and I kind of just like, you know, I enjoy watching those guys. You know. Tell you the truth, I kind of grew up liking golf at first. I don't know how I got into that, but I just, for some reason, I think it has to do with watching Saturday morning cartoons after that when all golf came on, so I kind of just stuck with it.
Apply major pressure. You hear me? You hear me? Can't take it off, baby. Money on my mind, can't take it off, baby. They got five different iPhones, I'ma pick it up for that grill. Anytime they come around here, nigga, we ain't gonna let up on you. They got five different iPhones, I'ma pick it up for that grill. Anytime they come around here, nigga, we ain't gonna let up on you. We just get ready. We just get ready. Anytime they come around here, nigga, we ain't gonna let up on you. We just get ready. We just get ready. Anytime they come around here, nigga, we ain't gonna let up on you. We just get ready.
All right, we got a lot more to come here on the program, including the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Lions rivalry. We'll tell you about it after this here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Well, on Sunday, it's the Giants and Lions in Detroit. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Lions rivalry. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Lions rivalry.
10.
The number of 50-yard field goals Ali Haji Cheek attempted in his Giants career, including a successful 56-yarder in 1983 against Detroit that remains tied for the longest in Big Blue history. 6 weeks prior, Haji Cheek made one from the same distance in a win over the Packers. 9.
The number of first overall draft picks since Eli Manning went number one in 2004. Of those, Detroit's Matthew Stafford and Indianapolis's Andrew Luck are the only two Manning has never faced. Stafford did not play in the 2010 meeting. Manning and the Giants are 8-4 against the others combined. Alex Smith, Mario Williams, Jamarcus Russell, Jake Long, Sam Bradford, Cam Newton, and Eric Fisher. 8. The number of road wins the Giants have over the Lions in franchise history. They're 8-12-1 as the away team, but have won the last four times in Detroit. 1988, 96, 97, and 2007. 7. The number of 0-0 ties in Giants history. Most recently happening in a 1943 stalemate at Detroit. 6. The number of completed passes the Giants and Lions each had in a 1958 meeting. They are the fewest by either team in series history, as the Giants prevailed 19-17. 5. The Giants notched 5 interceptions by 5 different players in a 1996 victory over the Lions, the most in series history. Tito Wooten, Maurice Douglas, Corey Widmer, Ray Agnew, and Will Beeman had one apiece. 4. The longest winning streak by the Giants over the Lions is 4 games, stretching from 1988 to 1994, by a combined score of 87-34. However, the Giants trail the all-time series 20-19-1 in the regular season. 3. The number of shutouts New York has over Detroit, most recently in 1990, when Pepper Johnson and Lawrence Taylor each had 1.5 sacks, and Phil Simms threw for 2 touchdowns en route to a 20-0 win. The others were 1943 and 1931, when the Lions were still the Portsmouth Spartans. 2. Eli Manning is 2-0 against the Lions, notching a road win in 2007 and a home one in 2010. He's thrown 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions with a 69.6 completion percentage and a passer rating of 102.3. 1. The franchises have met once in the postseason when Detroit spoiled New York's bid for back-to-back NFL championships in 1935. The Lions won 26-7 at University of Detroit Stadium, a year after the Giants had beaten the Bears for the 1934 title known as the Sneakers Game. Detroit's victory was the first of 4 NFL championships for the franchise.
The Giants and Lions continue that rivalry at 4:05 Eastern on Sunday in Detroit. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. 2 games to go in the 2013 season, but there's a lot at stake for the players on this football team as they go to Detroit to take on the Lions. First and foremost, you know Detroit coming off their tough loss on Monday night. They're going to bring an A effort. They still have opportunities to get into the postseason. So the Giants are going to have to bring that intensity. And really, this game comes down to one simple fact: winning at the point of attack. It's the battle of physical. You could talk about Calvin Johnson on the outside and Eli Manning throwing the ball down the field, but this game gets decided in the trenches. Who can win with their running game? Who can get pressure on the quarterback? And who can control the other team's running game? Despite the fact that schemes have changed over the years in the National Football League and points are at an all-time high and yards are at an all-time high, the bottom line is winning that little piece of real estate within that line of scrimmage. Can the Giants do that against a very tough front of the Detroit Lions? Well, they're going to have to bring their A effort. Conversely, the Giants need to do the same thing the other way. Control the running game. Look, Reggie Bush can take the ball on the outside. Joik Bell has been a very good contributor for the Lions. But that Giant defensive front, which has done a tremendous job this year against the run, they need to bring that A effort. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night right here on My9 for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and of course on Twitter at Giants. And on behalf of our entire crew, we want to wish you and your family a healthy and happy Christmas. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue.
From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.